All right, we're going to spend like 7 minutes recapping the last episode, and then we'll get into the next episode.
Yeah, it was weird.
A choice?
It was a choice. That's a good way to put it.
We really didn't have enough content for this episode, so we really had to pad it out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is just what happened last week.
Yeah.
Okay, neato.
Mm-hmm. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Jared Now Watch Inuyasha's episode 162. I'm Jared, joined always by Doc, Al, and Ladium.
Hello.
We are discussing season 6, episode 21, or episode 159, entitled Kohaku's Decision and Sango's Heart. Yeah, we got a 7-minute recap, which was just like they just reshowed the ending of the last episode, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The last like 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just then the episode starts and stuff happens, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not wrong.
Sango runs after Kohaku. They're gonna run after each other for a bit. Inuyasha, Kagome, and Shippo get to the tree, and Hakudoshi mm-hmm. shows up and puts some slugs on the tree.
Like, do you want some slugs?
And it's trying to kill the tree. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They have to take down these slugs. Inuyasha also hits Hakudoshi with the wind scar. It makes him just a head.
A head, floating head, and some bits.
You know what you do. Then they take out the rest of the slugs, but the tree's kind of just done.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, dang.
Oh, rats.
Oh, rats, basically.
Oh, rats.
You're not wrong. Ow, my knee.
No, no, not your knee.
Sango and Kohaku keep fighting.
They're basically at an impasse. They keep doing the same stuff to each other.
Yeah. And then, like, Moroku realizes, oh, the rat demons, not the remons.
The remons?
They're coming back!
Oh, no!
Moroku tries to use the wind tunnel on them, but he can't get all of them somehow. Some of them are just like, we're flying by.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't quite understand that, but, you know, I don't understand many things.
Mm-hmm. There's a barrier around the shrine, a little tiny shrine now. And then Sango and Kohaku get buried by the rats who decide just not to eat them. They just decide to, like, envelop them.
Yeah. Like I was saying to you, I think they feel... I feel like they changed the rules of how the rats work in this, which, like, sure, whatever. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But, like, you can't just change the rules.
We had to change it just for this one scene or else they would die.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing, is that it was either they change it or they die, and so they had to do it.
We get one scene of Kirara trying to pull them out of the rats, and the rats are like, no, get back in there.
No.
Inuyasha shows up and he's like, what do we do? And then a sacred arrow comes and hits the shrine and breaks the barrier, and then Inuyasha's able to smash it in half and all the rats can go bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, rats.
Goodbye.
They see Kikyo standing nearby, and then she's like, hey, what's up? All right, see you later. Sango and Kohaku both wake up, and Kohaku just keeps saying, sister, sister,
sister,
through his memories, and it's very awkward.
Except for the weird thing is that he's just like, sister. Sister. And it's like, bro, you could try and have a smidge of energy on that one, buddy.
Impossible. She's basically just like, are you okay? That he has to push himself away from her, and then he gets floated away, and then Hakudoshi's like, hey, who is that lady? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Guy who's just a head.
Yeah, he just doesn't question the fact that he's just a head, but yeah, he's thrown into the bubble, and you know,
they float away with the bees.
They float away. Goodbye.
And that ends our demon rat story here. They go to, like, I don't know, they get to a house and are able to, like, kind of chill and recoup and heal their wounds, and Sango and Moroku have a discussion about, like, what she thinks about Kohaku and everything. She's like, he's done some bad things, and I can't forgive that, but also like he's my brother and like I would have regretted if I didn't save him and everything. Ah, conflicts. And Baroku's a good dude here, and she's like, you know, that's just how people are, you know. Everything isn't necessarily as easy as black and white. Things are complicated, and that's just the way life is.
It was nice to see him being supportive.
Yes, and then they also don't undercut it with the joke of like, oh, he's gonna be a perv now.
Yeah, like he didn't like touch her butt or anything. Like he was legitimately trying to like help her, mm-hmm. which was quite nice. So that's good. Which, I mean, we've seen him do that before, but it is usually undercut by a perv moment.
Yeah.
But it is also funny to see him just like with band-aids on his face, like trying to have a real serious talk.
They're all just like, they're both beat up and bandaged to heck. Roku got his best Nelly impression going on.
He does.
So yeah, they have that little conversation. It's very good. And then we see Kikyo cut off part of her hair and give it to her little gals. And she's like, take this and go. And then she's like, I'm going to have Naraku find me if he wants to find me.
Come at me, Naraku.
Essentially. And that's how we end the episode.
Yep.
We got a few bits of trivia here.
Ooh, trivia.
Sango and Moroku's relationship takes a very serious turn in this episode. From here on out, he is only rarely seen flirting with other women and often provides her with strong emotional support.
Good. I mean, it's about damn time.
It only took you like 160 episodes.
Oh my god.
When Kirara pulls Sango and Kohaku out of the pile of the demon rats and it closes in on them, her front right paw is her body's color cream yellow instead of black.
Uh-oh.
And then the position that Sango and Kohaku are in after the rats disperse is reminiscent of episode 24 when they supposedly died in their first appearance. That was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I don't know what they looked like when they died. Died, quote unquote.
Died, quote unquote.
I was trying to look, but I can't find it.
So yeah, next time we will be discussing episode 160. Called The Lucky But Two-Timing Scoundrel. This is apparently not filler.
Very shocking, honestly.
But it is only one chapter, so who knows how much of it is actually canon stuff and how much of it is filler, so.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see on that. But yeah, that's what we'll be discussing next time as we go back to the present.
The present.
And Inuyasha breaks a bicycle.
Oops. He wants to make diamonds.
Yes. But we'll talk about it next time. But for now, if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sec.cool, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. Also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at SeasonalAnimeCheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shining Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. So next time, let us return to the modern era.
And by that, we mean the 90s.
The 90s.